Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on inauguration of various projects by Prime Minister in Bihar and West Bengal. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Chetan Chauhan, journalist.
Today, Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi was in Bihar and Bengal for launching a large number of developmental projects. In Bihar, he launched projects worth ₹7,200 crores, which included rail, road, software park, 4 Amrit Bharat trains, plus giving house to about 12,000 poor people and also telling them about 40,000 more people will be getting the first installment for their new homes in Bihar. We have with us Mr. Ashok Tandon to discuss the PM's pivotal visit to the two states. Ashokji, how do you see the visits and some important points you want to raise?
As you very rightly said, the Prime Minister's Bihar visit was basically to launch projects and lay foundation stone of various developmental projects, including road and rail, worth 7,200 crore. And the foundation stones are laid. And these covered software technology park, 4 new Amrit Bharat trains, road projects in Durgapur, particularly in West Bengal. Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for various works and also inaugurated projects worth 5,000 crore. These projects cover oil and gas, power, railway and roads. So, apart from all these things, the Prime Minister also addressed a huge rally in Motihari, and there he made a very strong political speech, and keeping the forthcoming elections in view, he coined a new slogan, Banayenge Naya Bihar, Phir Ek Bar NDA Sarkar. So, Prime Minister also attacked the policy of the previous Congress RJD government, and he said that they have been playing politics in a poor, socially marginalized people, and now we have to save Bihar from their clutches. So, we can go on and discuss, number one, what the schemes he launched, and also the political message.
You know, first we should maybe discuss some schemes, then the political messages, but one key area which the PM clearly prioritized in his speech was job for every youth. Let's listen in to what the Prime Minister said.
साथियों, भाजपा और एनडीए का विजन है जब बिहार आगे बढ़ेगा तभी देश आगे बढ़ेगा और बिहार तब आगे बढ़ेगा जब बिहार का युवा आगे बढ़ेगा. हमारा संकल्प है समृद्ध बिहार, हर युवा को रोजगार, बिहार के नौजवानों को बिहार में ही रोजगार के ज्यादा से ज्यादा मौके मिले. इसके लिए बीते वर्षों में यहाँ तेजी से काम हुआ है.
He spoke about the central government scheme which is being launched from August 1, that is rupees 1 lakh crore job scheme in collaboration with the private sector, in which piece 15,000 will be provided to young people who join private sector. There are also incentives for companies to employ people from different sections for jobs. So this is a way to give boost to jobs in the private sector. Prime Minister also spoke about how mudra loans in the different sectors have contributed in creating employment among youth. He also spoke about the power sector's contribution not only in making India self-reliant but also in giving jobs to large number of people, younger people, especially with infusion of renewable energy, solar energy. In the sector, India has now 50% of share of India's energy comes from the renewable sector, which was a target for 2030 as per the Paris Climate Agreement, but now it has been achieved 5 years in advance in 2025. So, Mr. Tandon, on the political message, he also spoke on Lalu Prasad when the jobs thing was there, that when Lalu Prasad was the chief minister, how they used to take land from people for giving jobs. But the NDA government, both in Bihar and in the center, has gone ahead with the transparent creation of jobs for youth. And also one area he spoke extensively was on Maoism, that how the country in the last few years have worked towards completely finishing the Naxalism in the country. We have seen that in Chhattisgarh in the last 1.5 years, close to 500 Naxalists have been killed, which includes their top leadership, including the General Secretary Keshwar Rao, who was killed about 2 months ago in Chhattisgarh. We can listen to what Prime Minister said on this.
बीते वर्षों में जिस तरह बिहार में नक्सलवाद पर प्रहार हुआ है, उसका भी बहुत बड़ा लाभ बिहार के युवाओं को मिला है. चंपारण, औरंगाबाद, गया जी, जमुई जैसे जिलों को वर्षों तक पीछे रखने वाला माओवाद आज अंतिम सांसें गिन रहा. जिन इलाकों पर माओवाद का काला साया था, आज वहां के नौजवान बड़े सपने देख रहे हैं. हमारा संकल्प है कि हम भारत को नक्सलवाद से पूरी तरह मुक्त करके रहेंगे.
सो what is the message you think has come out from his Bihar, and what are the other projects he was focusing on?
You very rightly said that PM took a dig at the RJD over land for job case, which is already going on, and they are facing the heat of the law also. And he said the RJD can't think of providing employment to youth. They have been only grabbing land of the poor people before giving them any job, as we also discussed it. But one very important aspect of his speech in respect of development was that out of 1.5 crore Lakhpati Didis in the country, 20 lakhs are in Bihar. In the last 45 days, government released 1,000 crore to 24,000 self-help groups in Bihar alone. And that's very significant. And then he came to Motihari's. He said, we have to develop Motihari like Mumbai. And there was a gap in development during the RJD Congress rule in Bihar. And now NDA vision dictates that Bihar's progress is the country's progress, and that the government is working for empowerment of the youth in the state. And he went on in attacking earlier government, but said that the BJP-JDU government is giving pakka houses to lakhs of people across Bihar, a facility which was impossible under the RJD Congress rule. And he accused the opposition of stealing from the poor during their tenure. So the other schemes which the Prime Minister announced for the state of Bihar, as we said earlier, was 4 new Amrit Bharat trains between Rajendranagar Terminal, Patna to New Delhi, Motihari to Delhi, and also Darbhanga to Lucknow and Malda to Lucknow. These are very significant links which will now be in operation, because we know people of Bihar, they work all over the country and they have to travel frequently back home, whether it is festival season or otherwise, and therefore they should not face any problem. So railway has also come forward and launched so many schemes. Apart from that, PM also launched multiple schemes, projects in Bihar. In a way, it was a message to the political circles in Bihar that there is absolutely no confusion that the coming election in Bihar would be contested by the NDA under the leadership of the incumbent Chief Minister, Mr. Nitish Kumar. So that should set at rest all speculation about any differences between the JDU and the BJP as far as the forthcoming election is concerned.
The PM really focused on one area, was providing homes to the poor. As we know, in Bihar, a large number of people are homeless. They are also landless. They don't have land even to build home. So the government provided them land also and the money to build homes. So he said that 60 lakh homes have been built in Bihar, which is more than the population of countries, big countries, 12 countries like Singapore, Norway and New Zealand. Across India, he said that 4 crore homes have been built across India, and there has been a huge focus on providing not only homes but decent good homes with toilets, every sort of facility within the home to the poor, which is sort of a game-changing developmental aspect the Prime Minister spoke out. But he also has a huge focus on the road and the infrastructure projects. He said that how Bihar is changing very fast. The road network in Bihar is improving while inaugurating and launching road projects in Nara, also the link project between Bihar and Jharkhand, which are the two important eastern states. He also extensively spoke on that how the backwardness in Bihar, dealing with backwardness in Bihar, has been the priority of the NDA government in so many years, and how they have brought schemes. Apart from that, he had a special focus on women. As you said, that 20 lakh didis in Bihar. He also complimented Chief Minister Nitish Kumar on increasing the money that is given to poor women from 400 rupees per month to 1100 rupees. He also spoke about the self-help groups, how the self-help groups which has been set up by Bihar government has improved economic condition of women in large numbers. But one of the Bihar visit, because he had only one rally in Bihar, where he spoke about the development also and tried to give a political message just before elections. Do you think that this function of the Prime Minister in Motihari today was a launch of NDA campaign for the assembly elections?
Of course, but PM has been visiting Bihar earlier as well. I think in the last 3 months he has already made about 3 visits to Bihar, and that's to set the ball rolling as far as the forthcoming assembly elections are concerned. But as we know, Prime Minister also visited West Bengal today, and in Durgapur, Prime Minister not only launched various schemes, but also addressed a rally there. And among the key announcements which the Prime Minister made in West Bengal was ₹1,950 crore city gas distribution project by Bharat Petroleum Corporation, and it's aimed at enhancing the oil and gas infrastructure in Bankura and Purulia district. So the projects, they promise to deliver piped natural gas to households, commercial entities and industrial units, along with compressed natural gas at retail outlets. So Prime Minister also dedicated to the nation the 132-kilometer Durgapur to Kolkata section of the Durgapur Haldia natural gas pipeline, along with the Bokaro Dhamra stretch, both part of the ambitious Pradhan Mantri Urjala Ganga project. So in the energy sector, he also inaugurated the gas distribution system at Durgapur Steel Thermal Power Station and also Raghunathpur Thermal Power Station under the Damodar Valley Corporation project worth over 1,457 crore, aimed at reducing pollution and promoting clean energy in the area.
The Prime Minister in Bengal also spoke about a large, huge migration that takes place. He said that the youth of West Bengal are forced to migrate, even for small jobs, to other states, which should not happen. The Prime Minister in the afternoon also visited West Bengal in Durgapur, launched large number of developmental projects and spoke in length. Let's listen in to what the Prime Minister said there.
Hamara ye Durgapur steel city hone ke saath hi भारत की श्रम शक्ति का भी बड़ा केंद्र है. भारत के विकास में दुर्गापुर की बहुत बड़ी भूमिका है. आज इसी भूमिका को और मजबूत करने का अवसर हमें मिला है. यहाँ से 5,400 करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण हुआ है. ये सारी परियोजनाएं यहाँ की कनेक्टिविटी को सशक्त करेगी, यहाँ गैस बेस्ड ट्रांसपोर्ट, गैस बेस्ड इकोनॉमी को बल मिलेगा. आज की परियोजनाओं से इस स्टील सिटी की पहचान और मजबूत होगी. यानी परियोजनाएं मेक इन इंडिया, मेक फॉर द वर्ल्ड, इस मंत्र के साथ पश्चिम बंगाल को आगे बढ़ने में मदद करेगी.
He also said that the gas connection was a dream for many areas for past many years. Now the central government has provided the gas connection, and this is the first sign of the developmental works that the central government is pushing. As he also spoke politically, he said that BJP has a big dream for West Bengal and want to develop Viksit West Bengal. And he said that it is in the holy month of Sawan that he had reached Bengal to celebrate the Sawan with people of Bengal. And the BJP and the NDA has been trying to develop Bengal. He also spoke about the bottlenecks that they have received from the West Bengal government. It was a long political speech, but the Eastern India focus of the Prime Minister during two events was primarily on the developmental infrastructure projects which the central government have brought for Bihar and West Bengal. With this, thanks a lot, Ashokji. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to a discussion on inauguration of various projects by Prime Minister in Bihar and West Bengal. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Chetan Johan, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News On Air. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News On Air Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.